What's going on? What's going on? What's going on? Yay, man. It's Talk to Him Khan, and I'm back here with another edition of Talk to Him Khan. And, you know, a lot of things have happened over the last week. You know, forget that. The last month, you know, from us having to stay in the house, quarantining, to now, you know, George Floyd being killed by, you know, an officer in Minneapolis, with his, who put his knee on his neck for 8 minutes and like 43-49 seconds. And now that sparked a lot of protests throughout the world. Not just blacks screaming Black Lives Matter now. There's a lot of whites out there screaming Black Lives Matter, because I feel as though that a lot of people are now understanding what we were going through. Because of one thing, we were all in the same boat at the same time. This quarantine stopped a lot of us from working. This quarantine, you know, this coronavirus, and we having to be quarantined stopped a lot of us from working, stopped a lot of us from doing a lot of things that we would have done that took our mind away from the things that's going on out here regularly. So, with that being said, you know, NASCAR has stepped up and said, well, shit, you know, one of the racist fucking sports that is, NASCAR, has came out today. Well, it's late because I do a lot of for UnifiedRadio.tv, so it's late right now. But yesterday, Wednesday, NASCAR came out and said, hey, the Confederate flag will be banned at racetracks and banned at, you know, all events. You know, so that's a good thing. So NASCAR decided to ban the display of the Confederate flag from all events and properties because of the association with racism and slavery. This ban came 2 days after, you know, Bubba Wallace recommended the flag should be, you know, prohibited from tracks, and protests continue, you know, while the protests continue throughout the country, you know, for George Floyd, like I was saying earlier, who was murdered on May 25th. You know, well, NASCAR tried this 5 years ago, and for some reason, it didn't work, because like I said, everybody was asleep. You know, nobody was woke at that moment, you know, and I'm not talking about the woke that everyone be like, oh, I'm woke and this bullshit, that bullshit. No, like, I'm talking about actually woke. But NASCAR released a statement on their Twitter account. NASCAR statement: the presence of the Confederate flag at NASCAR events runs contrary to our commitment to providing a welcoming and inclusive environment for all fans, our competitors, and our industry, bringing people together around a love for racing and the community that is that it creates. It creates. It would, damn, make me feel like I can't fucking read. That's crazy. But anyway, basically they say the presence of the Confederate flag at NASCAR events runs contrary to our commitment to providing a welcoming and inclusive environment for all fans, our competitors, and our industry, bringing people together around a love for racing and the community that it creates is what makes our fans and sports special. The display of the Confederate flag will be prohibited from all NASCAR events and properties. That is big. And when I say big, I lived in, you know, South Carolina for a while, and I had a couple people introduce me to NASCAR. And I actually like it because I do like racing. I do like, you know, the thrill of the speed. But it wasn't inviting. You know, being a black man in South Carolina, going to Darlington Racetrack with millions of Confederate flags flying around me, millions of Confederate tattoos on people's bodies around me, millions of Confederate memorabilia. And it's like you be the only black person in the section. That shit was weird, man. Like, so that was big. Now, NASCAR president, you know, released a statement. What did he say? He said, "Our country is in pain and people are justifiably angry, demanding to be heard. The black community and all people of color have suffered in our country and has taken far too long for us to hear their demands for change. Our sport must do better. Our country must do better." Then he brought it back with, "The time is now to listen, to understand, and to stand against racism and racial injustice. We ask our drivers, our competitors, and all our fans to join us in this mission, to take a moment of reflection, to acknowledge that we must do better as a sport, and join us as we now pause and take a moment of silence." That's what he said Sunday at the race Sunday. But today, yesterday, NASCAR was racing at the Blue Umu Maximum Pain Relief 500 NASCAR in Martinsville, at the Martinsville Speedway. And, you know, the Confederate flag was nowhere to be found. Now, I want to know one thing from y'all. Do you think that the Confederate flag should have been taken down? Do you think the Confederate flag, you know, is a big part of NASCAR and should be left alone? And some of the people there feel as though that, you know, NASCAR is trying to be judge and jury and not let people have freedom of speech. What do y'all think? Let me know.